On Saturday, November 29, 2014, Anti-Pope Francis committed another public act of apostasy by praying with the Islamic Grand Mufti inside the Blue Mosque in Istanbul, Turkey. Muslims consider the Blue Mosque to be one of Istanbul's most important mosques. Francis and the Mufti followed Islamic custom by entering the mosque barefoot. The Grand Mufti showed Francis the mosque and read to Francis verses from the Quran explaining what they mean. One could correctly say that Francis willingly submitted himself to instruction in the Islamic faith. Afterwards, the Islamic Mufti and Francis prayed together in the mosque silently for 2 minutes. Anti-Pope Francis bowed his head, closed his eyes, and put his hands together in, quote, prayer. He stood shoulder to shoulder with the Islamic leader. After the prayers were finished, the Mufti said, quote, may God accept it, end quote. The Vatican spokesman said the prayers were, quote, silent adoration, end quote. Francis said to the Grand Mufti, quote, I also want to ask you to pray for me. At the end of his visit in the mosque, Francis told the Mufti that we must adore God. The Vatican said they didn't want to offend Muslims, so they moved up Francis's mosque visit so it wouldn't conflict with a Muslim noon, quote, prayer time. Francis's actions are another clear and public example of his rejection of the Catholic religion. St. Thomas Aquinas taught, quote, if anyone were to worship at the tomb of Muhammad, he would be deemed an apostate. Anyone who sees Francis's actions and still regards him as having the Catholic faith is a heretic. The Catholic Church has repeatedly taught that there is no salvation outside the Catholic Church and that false religions like Islam are abominable sects. Pope Eugene IV, 1434, quote, there is hope that very many from the abominable sect of Muhammad will be converted to the Catholic faith. Throughout his heretical career in the Vatican II sect, Francis has committed many heresies with Islam. On August 2, 2005, he prayed before the body of the deceased leader of the Islamic Center of Argentina. Francis called him a believer and asked God to repay him, quote, for all the good he did. For more of Francis's heresy, see the file on Francis's recent heresies and the video What Francis Really Believes. In September 2014, Anti-Pope Francis repeatedly taught that there are Islamic martyrs. Please see the article in which Anti-Pope Francis repeatedly teaches that there are Muslim, quote, martyrs. That incredible heresy, which blatantly rejects the defined Catholic dogma that only Catholics are martyrs, is another proof that Francis does not profess the true faith in the external forum, but a false faith. A profession of faith is made not only by words, such as the words we've cited from Francis, but also by deeds. Since Francis does not profess the true faith in the external forum, but a false faith, he prays with Muslims, he teaches that they can be saved, he teaches that they have martyrs, etc. According to Catholic teaching on church unity and the profession of faith, it is forbidden under pain of heresy and mortal sin to consider him in the Catholic Church. That's explained in the video Why Francis Must Not Be Considered the Pope. Francis's apostasy in the mosque was essentially a repeat of what Anti-Pope Benedict XVI did on November 30, 2006. On that day, Benedict XVI, just like Francis, prayed with a Grand Mufti. Benedict XVI faced east toward Mecca. On November 28, 2006, 2 days before his visit to the Blue Mosque, Benedict XVI said, quote, I greet all the Muslims in Turkey with particular esteem. This noble land has also seen a remarkable flowering of Islamic civilization in the most diverse fields. On January 19, 2007, Benedict XVI spoke about his visit to the mosque, quote, I frequently express the respect of the Catholic Church for Islam and the esteem of the Pope and the faithful for Muslim believers, especially during my visit to Istanbul's Blue Mosque. On December 22, 2006, Benedict XVI said, quote, My visit to Turkey afforded me the opportunity to show also publicly my respect for the Islamic religion. Benedict XVI also happily received a Koran and said in September 2006, quote, "My personal view of the Koran, for which I have the respect due to the holy book of a great religion." See our video, The Heresies of Benedict XVI, for more of Benedict XVI's astounding heresies on various topics. That video completely demolishes the lie promoted by, quote, conservative and, quote, traditional Catholics, that Benedict XVI has the Catholic faith. Also, many of you know that the recently, quote, canonized anti-Pope John Paul II did things like bowing and kissing the Koran on May 14, 1999. And on March 21, 2000, John Paul II made the incredible statement, quote, "May St. John the Baptist protect Islam." As our information proves to anyone of goodwill, these anti-popes are apostates from the Catholic faith. They are not true popes, but illegitimate heretical anti-popes.